interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. May is upon us. Yes, it is National Moving Month. Fun fact. And of course, the team at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, not only are we so grateful to be able to bring this weekly broadcast to the community at large each and every week, we find this month to be imperative to share the message about spreading goodwill and good work in all that you do. And so if you do happen to know of someone, whether it's a friend or a relative, a colleague that needs help with the heavy lifting, that could be something as simple as shifting items during a renovation, helping them load their own U-Haul that they plan to drive cross country for an exciting opportunity, or if it's a full pack and move anywhere across the street, state, or country as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. We would love to be mentioned, come out and give a complimentary on-site or virtual survey, so they know what to expect, what that cost is going to be, and then hopefully give them the best move of their life. It's just, we take so much pride in what we do. And our team is filled of people from all ages, backgrounds, and so many of our younger staff members have come to us from organizations that are so vital to our community. And I'm thrilled to have here in the studio today a friend of mine who is making a big difference with our youth throughout Martin County. And in fact, this organization has national branding and leverage. And so throughout each county in the Treasure Coast, I know that they do great work and these kids eventually graduate and go on to be productive members of society, which is the goal as parents. That's right. It's Mother's Day this month. We celebrate all month long. Us mothers, we earned this extra holiday. It's on the 14th of May for all of you listening and scrambling, thinking, oh my goodness, thanks, Anna, for reminding me. But with that being said, I would like to introduce you to Megan Shirey. She is our Director of Marketing and External Affairs at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Martin County. She's a busy lady. Yes.
That I am. Thank you so much for having me here today, though. It really does mean a lot to me that you took time out of your busy schedule to make sure that we spread the word about what the Boys and Girls Club of Martin County does.
It's the least I could do. Plus, I love highlighting a good event. And you have several that already happened and some that are upcoming, as well as some really cool programs that I know our listeners are going to be chomping at the bit for. So let's quickly talk a little bit about what the Boys and Girls Clubs does for Martin County as a whole, because you have a very specific reach, and I love that no child goes uncared for in this program.
Thank you so much for saying that, too. The Boys and Girls Clubs over the years may have been looked at as your swim and gym or somewhere that you went after school for basketball and ice cream. And although it provided that service for many, many years, it has developed now into a true pillar of what our community deserves. And at the Boys and Girls Club, as you said, we make sure that there's no child that is left at a need. We look at our children, and our big component is meet them where they're at. So when they come home from school and they come to the Boys and Girls Club on the buses that we drive them from, we look at their day as a whole. Our data sharing agreement with the Martin County School District allows us to literally see their grades from that day. Ooh. Did they have a good day in school? And if not, how can we support them? You brought up that May, it's May. May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes.
We have a social emotional learning team that works together in all of our clubs. We have a licensed social worker in every club to make sure that we are meeting the children where they need us most.
Wow.
And that is an incredible offering, considering the Boys and Girls Clubs of Martin County does not charge any of our families to attend.
Now, is there a particular requirement based on financial income that would then warrant how a family can usher their child into the program?
Absolutely not. The blue door is always open. So we make sure that we, all you need to is come to one of the clubs, fill out our application process, which is just so that we can have the information that we need and to sign off on programs like that data sharing agreement to make sure that the children can receive what they need after school.
Very cool. Now, the fact of the matter is, plenty of families, especially in these economic times, their salaries aren't increasing at the same rate as inflation. And so you had some interesting statistics that I think is going to be important for our listeners just to get a grasp of the impact that you're able to provide to these families that otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it.
Absolutely. It is really an oversight in Martin County that we don't look at this one number particularly. It's 44% of Martin County youth fall under in the ALICE program, which we consider households in poverty. And over 80% of those students attend the Boys and Girls Club after school each day.
Now, keep in mind, too, that not only are there activities for them to stay engaged and seek out passions that they have, not only is there tutoring and the opportunity to help with their curriculum, as well as their mental health and being able to just really have some companionship and socialization, which is vital. But you also feed these wonderful children consistently. Like, there's a lot of meals that come out on the daily.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to give so much love to our culinary program because we serve over 600 meals a day.
Wow.
To make sure that each of our children have a happy, healthy tummy, because all of those programs that we mentioned, our after-school tutoring program with the Martin County School District teachers, our workforce development program that we work to make sure that they're having exploratory options for employment, none of those things matter if they're hungry.
Right.
So we work every day to feed them at all four of our clubs and soon to be five clubs. Every day they have supper provided by our culinary team, which actually employs our culinary teens. Once they are 14 years old, they can come and work in the kitchen at the club to make sure that they're learning their ServSafe certification, as well as providing meals for all their peers.
Whoa. And these are skill sets that will take them into adulthood and really anywhere throughout the globe. I mean, that's incredible.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
it is. And I think, too, that there's a big part of that that's soft skills. Right now, our schools are taxed with so many different measures that they need to meet, and they have to make sure that they get in a certain amount of educational time during the school day. We miss out on those soft skills. And working in a kitchen, working in a community, working with our workforce program and the drone program, you have to rely on a team. And to do that, they have to learn communication skills. Mm-hmm. They have to learn respect for their teammates, respect for their elders, respect for their themselves, and really honoring what makes them whole.
Well said, Meg.
Thank you.
Now, obviously, you're very passionate about this, and I love that. I love that for the children, for the program, for all of the mentors that participate, which, I mean, how many wonderful people have to help serve this need? How many make up your team?
Thank you. Thank you. We have a very large team. So we serve not only the Boys and Girls Clubs of Martin County, which are currently four locations, but we also have an AmeriCorps program that serves in the schools. So they go into the schools during the day. In elementary school, they work on our literacy program. And then in middle school, they work on our mentorship program. So we have hundreds of employees that work together to make sure that we are all serving at different aspects at different times of the year.
Wow. Okay. So now let's parlay some of that into the fact that obviously huge undertaking, yet it's being done and it's being done well. And there is obviously a need for additional fundraising to help make these programs become mainstays, add that additional club where, let's face it, our population is growing leaps and bounds. And to be able to have clubs in the respective communities just makes it that much easier for the families as a whole to have that community identity. We have an event coming up that's going to help raise some dollars, raise awareness. It's going to be a real feel-good experience, and it'll get you outside in the fresh air at Sailfish, nonetheless. Now, that's a club that you just can't get into all the time. right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That is definitely a wonderful perk of this program, and it also speaks to the partnership that we have with that community. We have some very dedicated committee members that are involved with that community that spoke equally passionately as I do about the program to the folks over at Sailfish Point, and we've created an incredible opportunity. This is going to be the Tee for Two golf tournament, and the name, although doesn't scream the Boys and Girls Club, and there's a reason for that. It is a partnership with Safe Space, and that is a domestic violence agency that works in Martin County that we equally saw a need for an event like this and decided to partner together to really work as a whole, a community partnership to raise money for the youth in Martin County. And we are looking forward to this. This is on June 9th at the Sailfish Point Golf Course. And there's more information on that on our website. But really, it's going to be an opportunity for two wonderful organizations to have an open field to speak on what we do, and then invite our community partners to come back with us that day and have a wonderful round of golf. And there'll be heavy hors d'oeuvres afterwards. We'll have a cocktail hour and a reception to really just get some time to chat with the folks in our neighborhood about what we are doing over at our organizations.
Wow. This is a very unique opportunity indeed. So many of the clubs don't want to necessarily open for events, and so to have this is I would assume very exciting for the avid golfers that are listening, or the avid golfer in your life as a listener. Yes, what a great gift that would be just before Father's Day. I'm just timing it correctly for our listeners.
I didn't even think of that. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the event that someone is passionate about the organizations and golf isn't for them, there is an opportunity to support by coming to the second half.
Absolutely. So we do have two different opportunities that are for anyone that wants to participate, but is really not, it's not the golf, is the target part of what their activity is. They can come to the after hours hors d'oeuvres and cocktail hour. We do sell those tickets separately. And we also have tee sign sponsorships. So there's an opportunity for them to get their business out there. Maybe they can't attend being so close to holiday weekend, or it's the summer has already kicked off for them. They have an opportunity to get their name and their organization out there with our tee sign sponsorships.
Now let's go ahead and rattle off that website for our listeners.
Absolutely. So that is the Boys and Girls Club of Martin County, which is bgcmartin.org.
Wonderful. And before we go on a quick commercial break, I do want to just quickly give a little shout out to our friends over at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They never sell your loan, and they use only local appraisers. We're talking about how the economy is so rapidly changing, and you want to know that as you're getting a house priced, that it is apples to apples with your community within the Treasure Coast, not being compared with something in a big metropolitan like Miami or elsewhere. So Caliber Home Loans, they take a lot of pride in what they do. They're award-winning, Caliber Strong, long-term supporters of this program, and we're happy to have them on. And True Colors Salon and Spa, 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. If you are looking for a new color, a new cut, you can experiment. And if for some reason you don't fall in love with it, they can tweak it. But they are open weekends and evenings to accommodate our very busy schedules. Guys, gals, kids, you name it. A variety of services, not just hair. True Color Salon and Spa. Check out their full page article in this month's edition of Treasure Coast Real Estate and Local Living. It is an incredible story of the Turner family. And I just love people that want to reinvest and give back to the community. So round of applause to True Color Salon and Spa. We're going to chat more with Meg Shirey. She's, again, our Director of Marketing and External Affairs at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Martin County. They have a culinary program that you want to take advantage of, folks, in these summer months, and consider utilizing throughout the year. So, so much more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, Treasure Coast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Are you ready for the ultimate charity softball tournament presented by Cleveland Clinic and Indian River Hospital? Come join us for Sawbones versus Jawbones, where local physicians and attorneys show off their skills and compete for the win. Bring your friends, family, and team spirit, and we'll see you at 6 p.m. on Friday, May 19th at Holman Stadium at the Jackie Robinson Training Complex. Concession stands will be open. All proceeds benefit the programs and services supported by United Way of Indian River County. Let's play ball.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs, including lots of slipcover styles from Universal Upholstery, Four Seasons, and Capri. We also have a gallery of Tommy Bahama and Lexington furniture designed for a relaxed approach to the finer things in life. And right now, all pictures, lamps, and accessories are half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and also visit our outlet and closeout store directly across the street.
Sunshine Furniture.
Who's got time to clean when you need it clean? Call Germ Wizards LLC using the most up-to-date equipment. Germ Wizards pays strict attention to detail. They make dust disappear. Whether you need your office to sparkle, your home to shine, or you want to give someone a great gift, hire the Germ Wizards. It's easy to get a quote online. There's even an online portal. To discuss details directly with your cleaning professional, visit germwizardsllc.com. Make dust disappear with Germ Wizards.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. That's right. Cinco de Mayo in the air. I love May. It's a beautiful time of year. Lots to do, lots to explore. If you're up for some networking and you're looking to grow your referral and your resource partners, well, by golly, check out the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. We have a couple of networking luncheons yet this month, always the second Friday in Vero Beach at Armani's in downtown Vero, and the third Wednesday of each month at Michelina's off of US 1 in Stewart, tcpremierwomensnetwork.com. You can find live links to that also at treasurecoast.com, which is an incredible platform, over 80,000 unique views, and a free community calendar. So whether you're a for-profit or a not-for-profit, you can post your live music, your specials, your golf tournaments, and have the opportunity to be found organically by so many great people here in the Treasure Coast that are always trying to find something fun to do with friends and family that may be visiting, and they love to support worthwhile causes. So treasurecoast.com, we love you. And finally, Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero by the Fresh Market, the second off of Seaway Drive in North Hutchinson Island. I'm telling you, it's incredible. They are true nail artists. You give them a design, they can implement it. It lasts for weeks. The price is right, and they welcome guys, gals, kids, those cool little Disney chairs. Adorable. The young ladies start at a petite age and fall in love with colors and pampering, as it should be. Thank you to Foxy's. Here in the studio, we have Megan Shirey, Director of Marketing and External Affairs, Boys and Girls Clubs of Martin County. We were just able to highlight your June 9th golf tournament that's going to be at the very exclusive Sailfish Point. It's going to make a great Father's Day gift. And then, of course, our listeners, if they're not into golf, they could just come and support and hear about the missions and meet some other great community partners by having some heavier doors and cocktails that evening. But the food truck, Fork in the Road, I love the name. During the summer months, there's a lot of opportunity for these kids that are in the culinary program to really show off their skills, yeah?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So our Fork in the Road, that is a, as you mentioned, a cleverly titled name
for
what we offer at the Boys and Girls Club. And it is our external operations of our culinary team. So as you mentioned, we feed over 600 members every day for their supper when they come into the clubs. But that same team has an opportunity to go out into the community with our food truck and supply food for events throughout the area.
Wow.
So we have used many opportunities to have them support local community festivals. They have done private parties before. And what we're really offering now and looking for the summer is an opportunity for businesses to hire our teens to come out, get that experience, to work for a group of people, to cater the menu to them. They dictate and work on the pricing. They work all the systems on the POS system, in addition to cooking all of the food and then serving it to the people that are at the event.
What terrific skills. And I've seen them in action at some of the larger parties for local realtors, also doing fundraising for causes that are passionate to them. And I just love that they're fundraising and then they're utilizing other local charities and bringing all of it together so everyone's benefiting at each step. And I mean, there was this one pepperoni bite and I was like, please come back again, child, with that deliciousness. I mean, they really are talented. It's delicious. It's beautiful. And their customer service was on point. So bravo to those kids. Round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you. And that feeds back into those soft skills again, just making sure that they know there is still a lot of merit to be said for shaking someone's hand, looking them in the eye, asking them feedback on what they're working on. And there's just not an opportunity in a typical school day for them to learn this. So as the extension of the school day at the Boys and Girls Club, we make sure that we focus on that so they can take those skills with them going forward.
It's incredible. You all have done just a remarkable job. Now, you do, in fact, attend some of the women's networking luncheons that I was just discussing at the top of this second half, and you have brought a beautiful bag of fresh coffee from the Fork in the Road. Tell me a little bit about that for our listeners.
Yes. So part of what we do at the Boys and Girls Club is make sure that they have experiences they would not normally receive in a traditional school day. So we let them have opportunities, or we're excited to let them have opportunities to take them out to places to experience other operations of the culinary kitchen. So the coffee that we make, we work together with a local roastery in St. Lucie County, and they provide the coffee back to our students. Our students then have the opportunity to create the bags, put them all together, work on the pricing, and then we use those as gifts to our community partnerships to make sure that we say thank you to them for what they do for the Boys and Girls Club and speaking on the Fork in the Road food truck.
Oh, and the aroma is heavenly. You open that bag of fresh coffee. I mean, it's brilliant branding. I just adore it. So once again, our listeners, they're so excited that not only do you have four clubs, but a fifth is in the works where you actually are teaming up with the Stewart Middle School.
Yes. So our new club, the Stewart Club, is actually on the property adjoining Stewart Middle School. And our hope with that club is not only to serve the community that we already serve. We do take our J.D. Parker students and drive them to the Palm City location and make sure that they have all of our great programming there. And then we drive them back in the afternoons. We now will no longer have to do that. They're going to have an opportunity to have a club in their community. Mm. And the Stewart Middle School members will be able to walk over after school and start some of our amazing middle school exploratory programs. We're not only where we work with the Martin County School District teachers to make sure that all of their homework is done, but then they'll get to explore our home building program, our drone programs. We've got digital photography, all of this just to open their eyes to pathways they may want to take as they move on to high school.
This is so exciting. I'm so proud of the work that you all are doing. And as you said earlier, it takes hundreds to really make this ship stay its course. And so congratulations on the newest club coming in. Once again, fundraising is vital. So from the culinary food truck program, Fork in the Road, that you can literally be able to wow your guest, to the June 9th golf tournament. We hope to be able to get your support. One more time with the website.
Absolutely. That is bgcmartin.org, Boys and Girls Club of Martin County.
Until next week, folks. Cheers.